So just what is the purpose of fasting? And how can you do it? Andrew Pettiprin discusses what he has come to understand regarding the practice and purpose of fasting.
Fasting is a very valuable type of devotion and type of prayer. And it's not meant to deny ourselves that, you know, life in the fullness that Jesus provides for us. Actually, just the opposite. It reminds us of the fact that everything in life is gift, that everything in life is grace. And so when we impose upon ourselves certain limitations, especially with regard to food or the, you know, the basics of our physical nature, it's actually a great reminder of everything that we have been given. When we fast, we're called to do it not in a grandiose way. You know, we're supposed to wash our faces and anoint our heads with oil and kind of not let others realize that we're making a sacrifice. But I do think that it is a sacrifice, and sacrifice is a very valuable thing in a life of prayer.
And Andrew says that the purpose of fasting is demonstrated in the Bible, both in the Old and the New Testament.
I think that fasting is one of those things that you see done in the Old Testament and the New Testament for the purposes of focusing a person's attention and will on the will of the Lord, which is, after all, what we really are asking the Lord for, that our will would be conformed to His will. And so when we look at the life of our Lord, who sacrificed so that we may have life, we're certainly not called to the same sacrifice that He was, but we are called to take up our cross and follow Him, to follow in the way that He has led, and fasting is very much a part of that.